Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming by this morning. You know, this is just devastating what we're seeing out in California with these wildfires. And I'm sure the insurance implications out there are just immense at this point.
Oh, absolutely. And I know the insurance commissioner in California, and I'd certainly hate to be in his shoes as they're dealing with all this. But, you know, we have our own problems here, as you indicated. We have people that still need so much help in Western North Carolina. And I was happy to see FEMA extended the deadline on the housing. We're working closely with FEMA, and we're asking people if they know anybody in Western North Carolina that needs assistance with FEMA and they can't get in touch with FEMA, to contact me or our office. And we have folks that are in touch with FEMA and, you know, can help guide people to the right place. And almost every week somebody calls me with a question. I had a question last week about private bridges. So many of these homeowners had private driveways and bridges that were washed away. Sometimes FEMA doesn't have the answer, and they just need help navigating that federal system.
It gets really complicated, doesn't it? Commissioner, you mentioned contacting you. Is that still the 1-800 Jim Long number?
They can do that, or they can send an email directly to me at mike.causey@ncdoi.gov. And the direct line is 919-807-6003. And just send the message, and we'll get somebody in touch.
Commissioner, when we think about fires in particular, we think of fire insurance and our homeowners' policies. Are people in for surprises sometimes when they see that something they think would be covered is not covered by their fire insurance?
Well, they certainly are in California, because they've had a lot of issues in California with insurance. And this has been going back for years. When I first took this job in 2017, you got to realize California is the largest homeowners insurance market in the nation. And the insurance industry told the state, this is a high-risk state. You know, you've got woods that haven't been cleaned out. It's high fire risk. And they asked for an increase in premiums, and for whatever reason, the regulators froze the premiums. They said, no, you cannot raise the premiums one penny. And so what happened? The insurance companies pulled out. They said, fine, we're not writing any new homeowners policy. So all your major insurance companies in California have not written new homeowners policy since 2017. So that, you know, that was a warning sign. And then you've had a warning after warning for over 30 years telling the leadership, you know, you've got to do a better job cleaning up the woods and the undergrowth and this type thing to get rid of that fuel. They cut out the control burns, and so when the fire does break out, it's just devastating to watch, and so sad to see these people lose everything.
Well, we can't relax here in North Carolina. The Forest Service yesterday put out a statement saying high fire danger in North Carolina this year because of counterintuitively some of that snow and ice we got last weekend. That's melted away now, and they're talking about one-hour fuels, this brush that's left, particularly in some portions of western North Carolina, double whammy, some of the stuff that's left over from Helene.
Well, that's right, and you have to remember, we had our own wildfires back in 2016 in the fall. We had multiple wildfires that were threatening hundreds and hundreds of homes and structures, and, you know, that went on for weeks and weeks, and fortunately, we came out nothing like what California's dealing with today.
Is it always a good idea to recheck our fire insurance policies just to see what's covered and what isn't covered?
Well, that's for certain. My suggestion is contact a local insurance agent get with your agent every year or two to make sure you have the proper amount of coverage. And what people really need to have is what's called replacement value coverage. If you don't have replacement value coverage and you lose your home to fire or tree falls on it or what have you, then the insurance company is only going to pay depreciated value, what they call actual cash value. And if you've had an item several years, it's depreciated, and you won't get, you know, you won't get very much, and you'll be very disappointed. But with replacement value coverage, the company pays for a new replacement item regardless of the cost. And the same applies to your automobiles. If you buy a new car, you should always ask for replacement value coverage.
Always a good idea to check with our insurance agents and see what we've got and what we don't have.
And homeowners' policies do not cover floods. You know, that's what we've seen in the mountains, and we saw it in Florence and southeastern North Carolina. And they do not cover earthquakes. So it's a good idea to know what's covered and what's not. And they do not cover jewelry, antiques, specialty items. So you have to talk to your agent and get special riders to get these antique collectibles, art, and jewelry covered if you want to get reimbursed.
Well, Commissioner, thank you so much for joining us. Always great to have you on the show. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.
You too.